Indy 101.5. Hamilton's home for alternative.
Hey everybody, this is Justin of the Justin Saladino Band, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Stay dialed in for your source of best blues from coast to coast.
From Quebec, the Justin Saladino Band. They just came back from keeping the blues alive at sea, a great blues cruise. And on the bill were such musicians as Bonamassa, George Thorogood, Kebbo, Charlie Musselwhite, Samantha Fish, just to name a few. Pretty highfalutin company, I'll tell you. We've got two songs, You Don't Know How It Feels, and A Fool I'll Stay, the Justin Saladino Band from JSB Live.
Yeah, you don't know how it feels.
The Justin Saladino Band from JSB Live. From out west, a rockin' duo, the Harpoonist and the Axe Murder. They're going to grind it up for us and spit out some great blues. We're going to hear Roll with the Punches and Love Me Before You Leave Me. The Harpoonist and the Axe Murder from Live at the King Eddie.
These guys are crazy here.
Thank you.
Bye.
the harpoonist and the axe murderer from Live at the King Eddie. Angel Forest has a brand new album out. We're going to listen to Living in Bardo, which features Ricky Paquette. This is from her new release, Angels 11, Volume 2. And then we're going to have a chat with Angel about the album itself. Has a brand new album out. It is called Angels 11 Volume 2. And to tell us all about it, joining us is Angel Forest. Angel, thanks for coming on the show.
Always a pleasure, Ken. Thank you for the invite.
So tell me all about the album. It's a little bit different than the first Angels 11.
Yeah, well, the concept is kind of the same, except for this time around, it's 11 singers of my favorite singers. Well, let's see in a nutshell, is that possible? The idea, we know the first year that we got locked down, Denis and I more or less did nothing in the bus. We were out in BC on Hornby Island. And after that, I was starting to get, you know, coming out of the depression, going, okay, something's got to give. So we wrote a song. And that's all great. Okay, we wrote Gypsy Heart. And then, you know, I'm thinking when this ends, you know, what am I going to do? Like, I got to go out and play. I got to do something. But how am I going to record an album now? My musicians are in Montreal. I'm here. So I said, okay, well, I had this concept. I said, why don't we do another Angels 11 this time, you know, harmonica players? I said, no, I only know three. Anyway, no, not harmonica players. I said, my favorite singers. And I said, but, you know, it could be cool because since we're in lockdown, we could do it virtually and that might be really exciting. I said, but you know, who am I going to get to do it? And he said, just make yourself a list of the people you want to do it. It doesn't matter who they are, you know? So my first list on the list was Harry Manx. And that was because I absolutely love what he does. I've never met him. I just love his albums. He just fills my soul. I love his sound. I love when he plays his instrument. And so Gypsy Heart, went to Harry Manx and he literally responded like 2 hours later and said he loved my voice, loved the guitar. He didn't have time this week, but he would record next week. And I wrote back, I said, but that's a demo. So that's the demo. We're going to do it like in September at some point. We're going to do it virtually, but it's not now. But thank you so much. And he loved the subject. The actual subject of that one was my 22-year-old daughter was in Australia. She had been touring Vietnam and Cambodia and all this stuff and Thailand, and she was in Australia, and then Trudeau said to come home. So she came home, and she's got this, you know, the traveling bug at her age, and all her friends want to go travel the world, go to Bali and all that stuff. So I was on a boat in the Pacific, and Denis was salmon fishing, and the lyrics just came to me, and the whole idea of how, you know, I know how in my 50s, and I know how, you know, my aunts in their 70s, are feeling during the COVID thing, but you know, imagine, and even in infants or kids under five, you know, but in your 20s or your early 30s, holy mackerel. So that song came out of that, and he said yes. So I continued the list, and I wrote the songs, and then I sent it to them and asked them first. I wrote the songs with them in mind, to be sure I had a good song that I felt good about, and something that would really reflect the singer that was on my list. And you know, it was a challenge lyrically because, you know, Angels 11, I did all the singing. It was the guitar parts that were different, the guitar players and the styles of blues. But so I had to be sure that the lyrics were something that, you know, my invited guests could, you know, sink their teeth into and could be proud to say, and they could really shine on. That was the main objective. So then the list just went on and everybody said yes. And every time somebody said yes, the bus was a rocking because I was running back and forth going, oh my God, oh my God. So we just got that all together, the 11 songs, and then planned to go to Montreal in September when the COVID thing had sort of died down a bit. And we had the people that were close to Montreal, you know, Jonas and Don and Rob Lutz and obviously Ricky and Denis and Rennie Ray that were in Montreal to be able to come into the studio. Obviously, with all the COVID restrictions, we did, you know, everybody was tested, did all that stuff. And everybody else we did in real time. Which is the first time I'd ever done that virtually in real time. So Daniel from Hamburg and Brandon in BC and, you know, Crystal in Nashville and my friends Carl and Cal and Lori out in California. And it was great. I'm a girl who likes to get it on live. I like to be in the studio and doing it with the album with the guitar players. It was super cool because they were there. And so this time around, it was a little bit different for the handful that we did virtually, but it was cool though. Like it was cool, you know. Like sort of, you know, we obviously produced it to a point, but I had these people in mind, and I wrote melodies and things that would make them shine. And there was really no producing to have to do really vocally. Everybody was, you know, just fantastic.
I talked to Ricky Paquette couple of weeks ago, and he said he was absolutely thrilled to be able to sing with you. And he said, I've never been able to sing with her before. Well, yeah. I thought that was really interesting because he's certainly been playing with you for a long time.
Yeah, well, he's a phenomenal musician, producer, and we write. I mean, we did Hellbent together, and Denise's album that just came out, we did that one together. I write all the lyrics and the melodies, and they do the music. And so it just made sense. And he was putting his record out, and I love his voice. He's got a real way to change. He's got a really low tone. He's got a really high tone, great ear. And this particular song, Living in Bardo, him and I are both very spiritual in believing in the moment and you know, believing in what you manifest and what you send out to the world and everything. And Living in Bardo is, you know, that's how I was feeling that first year, literally in between everything. And it was a time of reflection when the world stops and you get off your treadmill and you stop repressing things because you're so busy, you don't have time to deal with them. Or you sit and think about what's happening and choices you've made in your life or the relationships that friends of yours have or things people are going through. You, this is where the album came from for me. And Living in Bardo was the kind of like, the key, you know, that was like, okay, this is a time we need to get off the treadmill. We're off it forcefully, and we need to think and deal and try and start again, you know, and do better. So he was a guy for it, you know, and he's got that piercing high voice when he wants it. So it was great.
There's so many great artists on this album, but one that really caught my ear was Wellbad. And I have to admit, I didn't know any music from Wellbad. I now have their album. What a terrific guy.
Yeah, super guy, an unbelievable voice. I mean, that Tom Waits sort of style, and he's such an entertainer. I think he's coming out to Ontario this summer, I believe he had said. And yeah, like Everything Changes again is a song of acceptance that, you know, change is going to happen, whether it's good or bad. And it's kind of, I don't want to say, it's kind of theatrical, and you will, like the guitar in it and the beat that Denis has on the acoustic that kind of drives, it's kind of eerie, kind of what change is. It can be exciting, it can be scary, and his voice and my voice together, I thought he would be a perfect vehicle to have get that vibe out, and it's great. It's so much fun. He's really fun.
I have to ask, does the number 11 have a particular significance to you?
I think I just came back from the Dominican yesterday, and of course we were in row 11. And he's like,
of course.
Here's what row we're in. I'm like, 11? He's like, yeah. I'm like, it's not even exciting anymore now. It's just everything. It's crazy. Everything. When we did Angels 11 back in 2016, I remember we were, the studio was, I think, 1,111. And in front, you know, you have those parking permit signs, was 111. And, you know, it's just always, it's been maybe the last 10 years or so that it's really been quite evident in my life. And I think of it as a positive thing. And and I've always had 11 songs on my albums, and my birthday is March 11th. And I don't know, it's just a thing. I'm sure it goes deeper than that, but I find that it's whenever I look at the clock, it's always 11-11 or 111 or, you know.
And of course the release date for this album is the 11th.
That's right. My birthday, March 11th.
That's wonderful. Angel, it's been great chatting with you. It's a terrific album, and I hope a lot of the listeners get out there and buy it. Don't Spotify
yes, I hope
it.
So. Let's
buy
I hope so. And I hope that I mean, all the names on there are fantastic, and they all bring such amazing, their talents are crazy. And I really hope that people will embrace it, and because it is a very melodic album, it's very vocal. And, you know, if you like Angels 11, the first one, yes, it was guitar driven. But this one is like, we make jokes about it being COVID the musical. the thing is that it's not dark, you know, it's a very happy about true subjects. And it's got obviously the blues flavor all the way through it, but it is, yeah, I'm very proud of it. I hope people will embrace it and like it, and it'll help them out.
So what's on tap for the summer? Anything starting to shape up yet?
Yeah, well, starting today, actually, I have a tour in Quebec. I've got like 22 shows or something starting tonight. And Denis is doing, we're doing a lot of double plateaus, they call them, with his album and my album that's coming out. And then we're going back to BC early April, and then we're driving out end of June. And yeah, we've got a few gigs. I mean, we're going to come out and tour. We're going to hop in Maggie and drive her across Canada now that they've fixed the roads for us to go from BC to the rest of Canada and spend, you know, July, August, September out here and play. And then, you know, we'll see. But yeah, I'm very excited about all the restrictions coming out. Still taking it easy and being very careful. I might not be hugging folks as much as I used to and be doing cheek to cheek tangos with everybody during guitar solos. But it's a start anyway, and I'm very grateful to be able to get out there and that hopefully we can find some peace and joy together making dance and music.
Hopefully I can catch up with you out there because we have relatives up in Kelowna and in Tawasin, and so we're out in BC just about every summer. So maybe we'll get a chance to see you perform out in BC.
I hope so, but hopefully in Ontario, that would make me even happier.
Me too.
Me too. Yeah.
Okay, Angel, thanks so much. It's been great chatting with you. Take care.
Wonderful. Yeah, you too.
Sitting by the sea, margaritas, you and me. You know there's nowhere else I'd rather be. You and I so free, waiting for the clouds to lift, reveal the snowy mountain tears. Watching the stars burn out and the tide roll in. I can't believe that it's not a sin.
I'm a favorite in me. You're your favorite you. In the morning when we rise, watching all the birds fly, rainbow colors in the sky, singing songs of paradise. Every morning dew, reminding me that holding you is something.
Many thanks to Angel Forrest for joining us. Hamilton, we've got the Paul Coombs Band. They've got an EP out with a couple of tunes. Ain't Gonna Quit You and I Wanna Make You Mine. The Paul Coombs Band on Blue Source, Canada.
The woman I love, she got long red hair. The woman I love, she got long red hair. I said, don't you worry, baby, 'cause I sure ain't gone nowhere. The woman I love, she got pretty green eyes. The woman I love, she got pretty green eyes. Never met another woman that could keep me satisfied.
Hi, this is Paul Coombs of the Paul Coombs Blues Band, and we're grooving to great tunes on Blue Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's keep the blues coming right at you. Mm-hmm.
don't pay me no mind. I'm a good man, just give me some time.
Couple of great songs from the Paul Coombs Band. We've got a young musician here from Niagara Falls area. This is Riley Michaels. He's got a couple of singles out, Now I Know and Someone Like You. And that'll wrap up our show of Blue Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on Indie 101.5. Blue Source International is coming up next.
Maybe I'm a fool for waiting. Things will change, but they haven't. We're hanging by a thread. You left me here for dead. Drop me like a nasty habit. I'm giving, never getting. Trying, always sweating. But you keep forgetting about me. Two different worlds collided. For a minute we were better as one. Now
driving me insane. I can feel it driving me insane. Insane, I can feel it driving me insane. I can feel it driving me insane.
Love song.